You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of community announcements along with some news from the entertainment world concerning the likes of Lea Salonga, along with the Manila Film Festival that also has a tie-in with some early roots for myself with the Filipino American National News in terms of guest that I was able to get here on the show. But in terms of community announcements, the first of which will be next Friday, September the 11th, the Culture Society of Filipino Americans will be having their election, which will be taking place at the CSFA warehouse at 12100 12th Avenue South in Burnsville, Minnesota. Potluck begins at 6:30 p.m., meeting and voting at 7, and the event ends at 9. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact them via email at info@csfamn.org. Our next community announcement takes place a few days after that at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, September the 13th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and it's the monthly Carinderia. That will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. The following Saturday, here in the Filipino-American community, we have two events that are taking place on September the 19th. And one of which is the Phil Minnesotan Association's 32nd annual golf tournament, which will be taking place in Cochrane, Minnesota, there is an 8 a.m. start time for that particular event. In regards to our other community announcements for the evening, also on that same day, taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, it is an event that is sponsored by the Philippine Study Group of Minnesota. And with this particular event, it is a screening of a film that talks about or of a very important event that takes place in the Philippines, and that was the Philippine Revolt, which the name of this film is called Coup d'Etat, the Philippine Revolt, which will be screened from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This involves the toppling of the Ferdinand Marcos dictatorship. It's a film directed by David Bradbury and produced by Peter Coachman. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Meg at 651-646-1985. And then we have another event taking place once again. And this event also, surprisingly, takes place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. And this is on Saturday, September the 26th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's an International Educators Training Workshop. And for more information in regards to this particular event, you can contact via email info@firmtc.org. And then our last community announcement for the month of September is on Wednesday, September 30th at First Avenue. A Filipino-Canadian singer by the name of Miko will be performing. And this past Saturday, I was able to attend an alumni luncheon, and surprise, surprise, it was at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. It was an alumni luncheon hosted by the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota. It was reached out to by their alumni chair, Micah Uturalam, and it was attended by many recent alumni within the last 5 years or so, and a couple older alumni, as some of the kids like to say, some old heads or some unks out there. So it was a great 2 hours spent speaking with the alumni. There was a couple lightning rounds where current students were able to ask some of the alumni what their experience within the PSA. I believe that they're playing for another event sometime in March. Did speak with Mike at hopefully saying that maybe let's have something much more sooner than later, as making the alumni a little more involved with the PSA moving forward. I thought an interesting conversation I had during that kind of lightning round of questions to close it out is I actually had a question for some of the current students, asking them if they thought that they would be involved in the Filipino community after their time as a student at the U of M and being a member of the Philippine Student Association. I think an interesting answer that I did hear from one of those individuals was that, yes, they want to get involved, but not in the traditional sense of some of the older organizations out there in the community, such as the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, the CSFA, or the Film Minnesota Association, the FMA. This one particular current student said that he wanted to be involved with some of the organizations out there, like I believe Akabayan and FIRM, Filipino Immigration Rights Movement, as there were things that aligned with what he believed in in terms of his like political ideology. And so I'm not sure if that particular student is aware of what some of the other community organizations' philosophies are and their mission statements are, but generally most of the nonprofit organizations don't necessarily flex a political agenda, at least in the American sense of being to the right or being to the left. So I think, as I spoke to an alumni there, I think that's one of the issues moving forward that I think community organizations, those older organizations like the FMA and the CSFA, need to potentially address is the growing demographics, the growing population of the Filipino community, that a lot of people that are part of the community are not just Filipinos that were born and raised in the Philippines, but many that are here, and a lot more Filipinos are marrying outside of just Filipinos, and reaching out to those families as well as being involved in these organizations as well. But for right now, we're going to play a song that involves our first story of the evening. It's none other than the legendary Leia Salonga, and this is her song from Les Miserables, On My Own.
Love him, but
That was Lea Salonga singing On My Own from Les Miserables. We here at the Filipino American National News have been lucky. A few years ago, we were able to ask a few questions to Ms. Lea Salonga on a video conference call when she was performing a Christmas concert with the Tabernacle Choir out there in Utah. So it was such a great honor to speak to such a legendary Filipina that has transcended entertainment. And this article about Lea Salonga comes from Vogue Philippines. Lea Salonga has long made a name for herself in the field of entertainment, here and beyond. For millennials and older generations, she is best known as Kim in Miss Saigon, as the first Filipina and Asian woman to win a Tony Award. For Gen Z, she is the singing voice behind some of Disney's characters we grew up with, Jasmine of Aladdin and Mulan. After decades of success, the award-winning Broadway icon and Vogue Philippines cover star is set to reach another milestone as the first Filipina to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. On September 4, Salonga will receive the 2,855th star on the Walk of Fame under the Live Performance Theater category, situated right in front of the historic Hollywood Pantages Theater in Los Angeles, California. The ceremony will be emceed by Emmy Award-winning journalist Sibley Scholes and will feature guest speaker Ming-Na Nguyen, who voiced Mulan's speaking voice role alongside Salonga's singing voice in Mulan. The recognition honors Salonga's 45-year career on the global stage. Salonga has continued to pursue her craft, and in this phase of her life, she remains dedicated to her roots. She is part of the DreamWorks' upcoming animated feature, Forgotten Island, which follows a group of Filipino children as they navigate an island filled with creatures from Philippine mythology. Salonga led her voice to the dreaded Mana Anghal, the most feared mythical creature on the island of Nakali. In addition to her voice acting, she also contributed to the film's official soundtrack alongside other prominent Filipino artists. The function of theater is to show truth, to illuminate the human condition. Sometimes it means happy, sometimes it means not happy at all. Ready or not, here we come. Here we are, Salonga set up her craft in an interview with Vogue Philippines for October 2024 cover story. Salonga will also receive the Icon Award at the 2026 Manila International Film Festival. The award presentation is set to take place on September 6th at the Beverly Hilton. The organization was behind her nomination for the Hollywood Walk of Fame star, recognizing her landmark career across theater, film, music, and television. And for right now, we're going to play a song from a legendary Filipina-American singing group, Pinay, and this is their track, Share My World.
Share my world, just stand around and see. I made your life
Would share my world. Panai has quite a unique role in terms of my involvement here with the Filipino American National News. They were a group that I helped get to be a guest on the show before I was even on the show, where they were in the Twin Cities, I believe in the year 2004, an event at the Minneapolis Convention Center, The Gathering. And then there were a group that I got back on the show when I became part of the Filipino American National News full time, when their next CD, What Now, became their second album release. So they've had a special place in my heart in regards to my connection with the Filipino American National News. And now, our last article of the evening, and you'll see how Panay ties into this story as well. And this comes from the Phil Star. The first batch of films running at this year's Manila International Film Festival have been unveiled, led by an advanced screening of the upcoming animated movie Forgotten Island. Festival executives Lisa Liu said a statement that the first batch of movies reflect the breadth of Filipino filmmaking today, from a major studio film inspired by Philippine folklore to innovative independent features and documentaries exploring the history, identity, and communities. Forgotten Island, inspired by Filipino folklore and mythology, will screen at the festival 3 weeks before it goes in global theaters. Best friend Raisa and Joe, Liz Zambrano and her respectively, end up stranded in the mystical world of the forgotten island of Nakali, where the only way home may mean losing a lifetime of memories and emotions. Also leading their voices to the film are Leia Salonga, Dali De Leon, Filipino-American comedian Joe Coy, Filipino-Canadian actor Manny Hinto, Filipino-American actress Emeline Abalera, Dave Franco, Jenny Slade, and Ronnie Cheng. Some other films that will also be premiering there are a film from another former Filipino American National News guest, and that film is by Randall Camrant and Maria Luna Camrant, his wife, I believe. It was a No Room for Love, a comedy about a Filipino American family of seven sharing a Los Angeles apartment with each family member on showbiz. There are also a remastered edition of the Black Eyed Peas' Bebop Generation by Patricio Janelsa, another multi-time guest here on the Filipino American News, as they'll be presented for the music video's 20th anniversary. And we spoke of Panay earlier, two-time award-winning Emmy Award winner Kesa Ocampo. Meanwhile, we'll premiere Panay, which follows the pioneering Bay Area-based vocal group that ushered the first wave of Asian American contemporary pop music in the 90s. And right now, we're going to conclude this evening's show with a song by an artist by the name of Kaya. And the name of this track is Hindi Ka Na Li. Stay tuned for sound effects.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.